This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about the Global Peace Index. Some years ago, I read that 40% of Americans believe that humans are violent by nature. I'm sure that this is a much higher percentage than most other countries. In response to increased violence in Baghdad, a Republican congressman from Houston said that it reminded him of what happens every day in parts of his district. It should then be no surprise that the U.S. fares poorly in the Global Peace Index. Norway, New Zealand, Denmark, Ireland, Japan, Finland, Sweden, and Canada top the list, while the U.S. ranks 96th out of 121 countries. The Global Peace Index, published by the Economist Group, is a meticulous social scientific survey that rates each country according to 24 indicators, including ease of access to weapons of minor destruction, guns and small explosives, military expenditure, local corruption, and the level of respect for human rights. The U.S. ranking was brought down dramatically by its engagement in warfare and external conflict, as well as high levels of incarceration and homicide. In 2002, there were 668 prisoners for every 100,000 Americans, while there were only 59 per 100,000 locked up in Norway, Finland, and Denmark. In 2000, there were 5.64 homicides for every 100,000 Americans, compared to 1.09 in Norway, Denmark, and Japan, 1.48 in Ireland, 1.76 in Canada, and 1.97 in Sweden. One might argue that the U.S. must spend more money on the military because we are expected to police the world and keep aggressors in check. For example, even though Clinton did not have explicit UN permission to bomb Kosovo in 1999, even the NATO countries that refused to join in the action believed that it was the right thing to do. One cannot say the same thing, however, for our disastrous intervention in Iraq, where with large civilian casualties, over 2 million refugees, extraordinary rendition to secret prisons, and the use of torture. I think most people in the world would welcome Americans as policemen if they followed international law, responded only when there were clear threats to other nations, and thoroughly exhausted all diplomatic possibilities. American prisons have a shameful reputation for harsh and violent conditions. In 1999, charges of mock execution of prisoners in a Sacramento jail resulted in a successful class action suit against the sheriff. A training video of Texas' Barzoia County Detention Center encouraged the use of dogs to intimidate prisoners. In January 2005, Army Specialist Charles Grainer, one of the leaders in the abuse of Abu Ghraib prisoners, was sentenced to a 10-year sentence. The 36-year-old former Marine used to work as a security guard at a Supermax prison in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Grainer's ex-wife also filed charges of spousal abuse, including being threatened by a gun. Many nations fared poorly in the peace index because of very high rates of domestic violence, and the U.S. is sadly among these countries. We should not be trusted as a global peacekeeper until we begin to solve the serious problems in our homes and our cities. It is shameful that the richest and most powerful country in the world cannot score better on the Global Peace Index. Just recently, I saw a bumper sticker that read, "Peace is superior firepower." America has far too much of this machismo. We need to see more stickers that say, "Peace is not just the absence of conflict, it is the presence of justice." Martin Luther King, Jr. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.